you've come here to look at some sort of cooperative path and dialogue with people here in Australia on Indigenous issues. Can you tell me why you think that is an important thing for you to reach out to do?
Det er viktig for oss å ha dialog med andre urfolk rundt omkring I verden, og også for at vi skal utveksle erfaringer og se om vi har noe felles som vi kan jobbe sammen om, for eksempel.
It is important for us to reach out and connect with other Indigenous people around the world to see what we have in common and also exchange experiences.
So, and looking at what you were just saying about what we have in common, because I'm sure there's actually a lot, even though we live so far away. From what you know so far, what are some of the general similarities between our countries in issues? So Indigenous issues in your country and what you know of Indigenous issues in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Vi har oppdaget at vi har jo på mange, vi har lik historie på mange områder. Vi har også utfordringer sånn, I forhold til å bevare språk, I forhold til å ta vare på vår egen kultur, blant annet.
We have discovered that we have very much a similar history. We also have challenges in issues like preserving the languages and also preserving the culture.
When you are talking about a similar history, can you expand a little? Because I think that our brothers and sisters around the nations in Australia probably don't know much about yours.
Samene har jo lignende historie både til kanskje spesielt med maoriene kanskje, men også med aboriginere. Blant annet så var vi de på en måte urfolket som bebodde de nordlige områdene I fire land faktisk, I Norge, Finland, Sverige og Russland. Og vi var jo på en måte der først, og så på en måte kom andre nordmenn og andre innvandrere, eller som på en måte også på en måte overtok både våre land og ressurser.
We have a similar history, maybe particularly with the Maoris, but also some with the Aborigines that the Sami people was inhabiting the northern parts of Norway and actually four countries, Norway, Sweden, Finland and Russia. And we were there first. And then in more recent history, then other Norwegians came and they sort of took over the land and they took over the resources on that land.
In terms of that then, looking at land, challenges there, we have many in this country still, many. What are some of the greatest challenges for the Sami in Norway?
Vi, altså når det gjelder landrettigheter, så har vi på en måte kommet en del videre I Norge, fordi at vi har I det nordligste fylket har vi noe som heter Finnmarksloven, og der har man sagt at man skal få forvalte sitt land selv, men det går ikke på etnisitet, det betyr, eller alle I Finnmark har det. Men vi har andre utfordringer, går mer på det her på bevaring av språk, for språk viktig for å kunne bevare sin egen kultur. Og veldig mange flytter fra samiske områder og inn til sentrale strøk byer, og så har man helt andre utfordringer på en måte å bevare sin språk som viktig, også for å kunne bevare sin kultur og sin identitet.
When it comes to land rights, because most of the Sami people is based in the northernmost county in Norway, and they have a special law regarding land ownership in that area. It's called the Finnmarks Law, which is the name of the county up there, and that defines that you are allowed to administer your own land, and it's not necessarily based up on ethnicity, but it's who owns the land. So that also plays out for the indigenous population and the Sami population very well. Of other challenges is language in particular, because a lot of people and Sami people also moving down to some of the larger cities for various reasons, and then the challenge of keeping language becomes larger because you don't necessarily grow up close to your family and friends and network of other Sami people.
With keeping those connections, I know that in Norway you are quite a way ahead from Australia in terms of political representation of Sami people and other minorities, and your political system is just wonderful. I know, well, from me, from a distance, it really empowers Sami people. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself within that political system, but also the Sami parliament as well.
Når det gjelder meg selv, så representerer jeg regjeringen i Norge, og jeg er da i kommunal- og moderniseringsdepartementet, hvor jeg er ansvarlig for ansvarlig statssekretær for urfolk og nasjonale minoriteter. Så vi har en egen avdeling hos oss som på en måte jobber med de spørsmålene. Sametinget, en egen demokrat hvor man velger representanter til et eget parlament med 39 medlemmer fra hele Norge. Sametinget er jo på en måte demokratisk valgt for samene og som representerer den samiske stemmen i Norge, og som er veldig bra for den norske regjeringen, fordi at da har du på en måte samlet stemme for det samiske folket.
For herself, for Anne-Karin Olish, is representing the government. She's the deputy minister for the Ministry of Local Government, and
So that's quite different to the Sami parliament. You are in mainstream, which is great, which we need more of here too.
Yeah. Her responsibility is for indigenous people and other national minorities. That's her particular responsibility within the Norwegian government. I mean, it comes to the Sametinget or the Sami parliament. That is an elected body that is elected from on behalf of Sami people all across Norway. It's not only over in the northernmost part of Norway where they have their traditional land, but it's from the whole of Norway. And it's also a good body for the Norwegian government to work with and discuss matters relating to Sami affairs.
Men du kan si at jeg er same selv da, og snakker også samisk, det kan du si.
Yeah. Anne-Karin Olli herself, she is Sami and she speaks the language very well.
With your ministerial responsibilities and your portfolio, and being Sami yourself, do you professionally have a lot of dialogue and conversation with members of the Sami parliament?
Ja, jeg har jevnlig dialog med Sametinget, også på alle deres samlinger er der, og jeg er på en måte litt kontaktperson. Og så har vi konsultasjonsordninger som vi fikk i 2004, som gir Sametinget rett til å konsultere i alle saker som gjelder samene. Så de har rett til å konsultere og si sin mening, og det skal man gjøre i god tro og med det utgangspunktet på en måte å komme til enighet.
I work with the representatives from the Sametinget on a continuous basis and have a lot of discussions with them. And I will also, every time the Sami parliament is sitting, I'm there to see and be part of their meetings. Also we have something called the consultation arrangement, which means that for any cases in the Norwegian government or Norwegian parliament that relates to Sami matters, the Sametinget or the Sami parliament always have an opportunity to comment and discuss on those matters with the Norwegian government.
For our brothers and sisters around the country, because I know there will be many who will ask this, do you have a treaty?
No.
Okay. So you have been able to, Norway has been able to achieve all of this without a treaty. Mm. This is really good news because, you know, we don't have a treaty here. So that is something that we actually have in common. You're off to the Tiwi Islands. So how do you feel about you're going from Canberra, suits, and you're going to the Tiwis, no suits? Eh? No suits. How are you feeling about that, all of that change? Busy time,
ja.
Huh?
Det kommer til å bli kjempespennende, og jeg ser virkelig frem til å komme på TV Islands. Jeg vet ikke helt hva jeg kan forvente og hva som møter meg, men når det gjelder litt enkle forhold, så tror jeg at vi skal takle det ganske bra. Vi er ganske enkle i Norge, sånn sett, så jeg tror det, vi er ute i naturen og bor i telt og sånn, så det tror jeg går veldig fint, selv om jeg ikke tror vi skal bo i telt der.
It's going to be very, very exciting and going there. I don't know exactly what to expect and what I will see and experience there, but back home in Norway, we're also quite simple and could go out in the nature and we live in tents and stuff. Don't necessarily expect us to live in tents on the TV islands, but I'm up for the challenge for most things we'll see and meet there.
We have a thing in Australia, in different parts of the country, we call time. So here in New South Wales, to describe Aboriginal people in New South Wales, we say Koori, right? But that's for everyone of different nation groups. So we have a thing called Koori time. If we want to finish at 12 o'clock or start at 12 o'clock, maybe we start at 2 o'clock. Maybe we start at 3.
Det är akkurat det samma. Vi har det samiska kvarteret då. Så.
You got Sami time?
Yes.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. We have what's nicknamed as the Sami quarter.
Ja, yeah, alltså hvis man säger klockan 12 så kommer du kanske klockan kvart över 12, halv ett eller något yeah. sånt.
So, if you say 12, we might come quarter past 12, maybe 12:30.
Maybe quarter to 12.